Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
This whole concept of like, I already sent an email, they haven't responded back to me. Or I sent a message. I'm just waiting to hear back. Flunk. That's not the way it works. You pick up the phone and you get people to answer. All right, that's the way it is. And it is a very powerful thing. It really is powerful. It's intention. And it gets you very far, right? This is the way it works. If you guys incorporate that into your daily routine, when you want to get something done, you say, oh, we should be able to get this video done. Like, I have an idea. Let me just get it done. Ideas are not valuable unless they carry with it intention. I have an idea. I want to get something done. Okay. Put an intention behind that idea. And that's where this happens. AGM marketing is an idea that had with it an intention. It's magical. It really is. Natural Slim was an idea. I recall the moment that idea was born. I had an idea and Gabby and I talked about it and we brought my father in. He paid his own ticket, by the way. I couldn't afford it. Brought in and we sat down with him and I said, Dad, we want to put Natural Slim in the USA. Can you give us an opportunity? So the idea carried with it an intention. So it's applicable to all of you guys at an individual level. As a group, we want to make sure that we have intention behind our actions. Apply that today. Apply that throughout the rest of the year. Apply that to your position. If you have an intention to accomplish results on an account, that's your idea, and you put that together with an intention, you will get results on an account. If you're handling an account that your job is to help the account get results, get more views, get more attention, then have an intention to accomplish that same product and you'll be able to see magical things happen. If you're in the sales team and you want to get somebody on the phone, don't have the idea that you want to get them on the phone. Have the intention to get them on the phone and you'll be seeing yourself get these people on the phone more consistently. You put a video out there, you send a text message, you try a FaceTime call, somehow or some other, go to Instagram and Instagram direct message them, Instagram direct call them. Have an intention to get them on the phone and you'll see magically a lot of the people will get on the phone. And then you'll have a chance to pitch them and talk to them. Intention, man. Intention. It drives everything. Like if you just Google the word intention, what's the definition of the word intention? Mr. Google will give us good definitions. A thing intended, an aim or plan. I need to get people on the phone today, guys. That's your intention. That's, you know, you got to get that done. So you push until you get people on the phone. This is not like I'm going to play violin because it's so sad that nobody answers the phone or like whatever. You get people on the phone and you make that happen and you do whatever it takes to get people on the phone because you're not going to be able to sell unless you get them on the phone. So that intention has to be in place in order for you to accomplish your goal. As simple as that. And some of you guys might say, yeah, but you're the CEO. You have more power. No, I have more intention, period. I have more intention. And I can get it done. So I'm trying to like coach you guys. I'm trying to like show you the path. I'm trying to show you what's possible. And the journey to my catastrophic success over my last 10 years has been driven by that one thing. I've intended to accomplish things, guys. I've intended to accomplish growth and goals and actions and processes and systems and teams and everything. I've intended to do so. And I have acquired a team of people that now help me with that intention. So I keep on coaching you on this particular point. You know, oh yeah, I already sent out 17 Slacks. They don't answer Wi-Fi, internet problems. That is not the attitude of a winner. You intend, you really want to win and you want to grow. You intend to accomplish something today. Make it a point. What are you trying to accomplish? Are you just trying to like punch in and out? Or are you trying to accomplish something good for this company? If you really, really want to accomplish something good, you just go out there and intend it and you accomplish it. Set yourself for the day. Like, what do you want to accomplish today? Right, what are your goals today? Go ahead and get it done. Get it done so you can show this team that you're worth what you're worth and what we're paying you and put the ball in our court so we can help you grow. All right. That's what it's all about. All right. That's how I have won in the game of relationships with all these people that I've been able to win over the years is with having an intention to accomplish something great and accomplish valuable things. And then boom. Wow. Look at this success. Whoa. I'm so lucky. how fortunate am I? But guys, it's all been driven by that one thing. That one thing takes you places, all right? Like every day you should be waking up in the morning, and when you get over here, you're like, what do I intend to do today? What do I intend to do? I intend to like get so many sales, produce so many leads, create so many creatives, confirm so many people for the events. And I intend to have a plan and a project, and I intend to put together a course. What is it that you intend to do? What is your aim and your goal? And then you work toward that. I tell you something, the people that are valuable in this company to me are the ones that intend to get something done and don't accept a lack of responses or answers as excuses. When you don't get something done, it's on you. It's not on the other person that is not answering your messages or your WhatsApps or your emails. It's on you. And if you cannot get contribution from people to get it done, you pick up the phone and call the seniors. And if they don't answer, you call the next seniors. And you'll be able to see this organization growing, and you'll be able to see yourself growing. And it's just literally magic. Intend to get your job done correctly. Intend it, and you'll see magical things happen. All right? So let's go.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.